Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, February 15th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked business leaders on Friday to back her COVID-19 relief plans and to demand civility in politics. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Whitmer addressed the influential Detroit Regional Chamber in an online session. She asked the chamber to use its clout to erase a toxic political culture.
I think it's really important in this moment that the chamber and the members of the chamber lean in and hold people who espouse rhetoric that is dangerous accountable.
Whitmer did not mention Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky by name, but the GOP leaders drawn rebukes for comments about the governor, as well as describing the attack by Trump supporters on the U.S. Capitol as a hoax. Whitmer also asked business leaders to help end a standoff with GOP lawmakers on plans to accept and spend millions of dollars in federal COVID relief funds. I'm Rick Pluta.
The state budget proposal from Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration includes $70 million for a group of cities in Michigan that rely on city income taxes. City leaders say job losses from the pandemic could cause local revenue to plummet. Cities could also take a hit as more people work from home. Grand Rapids officials say about $46 million in the city's income tax revenue comes from non-residents who come to work in the city. Joe Jones is a city commissioner there.
One of the greatest questions for me, or one of the biggest mysteries, is, you know, how the pandemic has changed the workplace, and if we're looking at perhaps the new norm.
A total of 24 cities in Michigan collect local income taxes. The Southern Poverty Law Center has identified 25 hate groups in Michigan in 2020, including a church in Charlotte, a town in a rural area south of Lansing. We have more from Tracy Samilton.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says all hate groups espouse beliefs or practices that attack or malign an entire class of people. That's the case for the Christ the King Reformed Church in Charlotte. The church's pastor, Brett McAtee, has maligned non-Christian immigrants, whom he calls Christ haters, and LGBTQ people, among many other groups. He has not yet responded to a request for comment. Other hate groups identified as active in Michigan include a Proud Boys chapter in Lansing, a neo-Nazi group, Folks Front, and three white nationalist groups, Patriot Front, The Base, and White Rabbit Radio. I'm Tracy Samilton.
In a hearing last Thursday morning, a circuit court judge heard arguments about whether Traverse City residents need to vote on the Fish Pass Project. That is a first-of-its-kind initiative to control which species of fish can swim and spawn in the Boardman River. The goal is to keep open the river to native fish while keeping invasives away. City, state, and tribal governments already approved the plan, and construction was set to begin last month, but then a last-minute decision from the judge put the project on hold.
Delays are costly, and we're ready to go, so the sooner that we can get an answer to this, the better for everybody.
That's Mark Gaydon, the communications director for the Great Lakes Fisheries Commission. He says the holdup will cost nearly $9,000 a day as construction teams sit idle. The judge will announce whether the case will go forward on Tuesday afternoon. The Kalamazoo Public School District will remain virtual for the rest of this school year, but it was a close call. Superintendent Rita Rai Chowdhury says that even though health officials think reopening schools next month would be possible, most teachers, staff, and parents want them to stay closed as the pandemic continues.
Can't begin to tell you how difficult this decision was. Many sleepless nights kind of agonizing over the knowledge that whatever the decision turns out to be, that many students and many families will be left behind in the process.
Some parents were disappointed by the decision on Thursday of last week, but the district says it will have some in-person classes over the summer. In our forecast, winter weather advisories are in effect near and south of Alma and Saginaw through tomorrow. An inch or two possible there this morning, another 2 to 5 inches tonight. For the rest of the region, some scattered snow showers this morning. The Lower Peninsula will stay mostly cloudy today. It'll become mostly sunny for the UP and Ontario. Highs statewide from 10 to 14 or minus 12 Celsius across the border. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.